The Women Deliver Conference opens Tuesday in the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur. Organizers call it the largest global meeting of the decade on the health and well-being of women and girls. About 7,000 people have gathered for Women Deliver, including government and business leaders, policymakers, and NGO representatives. Felicia Wong is Senior Advisor for Asia and Eastern Europe for the International HIV/AIDS Alliance. She says sexual and reproductive health and rights of women and girls must be a priority.
If a young woman or a young girl cannot access information about family planning, it's often also most likely that they won't be able to access information about HIV, which puts them at higher risk for unintended pregnancy as well as getting HIV because they're both sexually transmitted.
Sarah Sipple, president of the Center for Health and Gender Equality, agrees.
We still have unacceptably high rates of maternal mortality, over 300,000 a year, and we have an unmet need for contraception. Over 200 million women are without contraception who need it and who want it.
Sipple says lack of access has wide-ranging consequences.
Not having access to family planning, not having access to really basic health care in general for women means that you're not able to space your children, which would mean that you're at high risk for a difficult pregnancy and possible death through childbirth. And also the children. You need to space children so that they grow up and can be healthy.
Felicia Wong says more than 30 years into the HIV/AIDS epidemic, the disease still hits women hard.
For women of reproductive age, HIV is still the leading cause of death, and HIV-related mortality accounts for one-fifth of all maternal deaths. And globally, young women between the ages of 15 and 24 have higher infection rates, which are as much as twice as high as young men in their same age group.
The International HIV/AIDS Alliance and other groups are launching the Link Up program.
Link Up is an ambitious five-country program with activities in Burundi, Ethiopia, Uganda, Myanmar, and Bangladesh. The aim of that project is to improve the sexual and reproductive health of young people between the ages of 10 and 24, and to address, in addition to their health needs, their rights to access.
Sarah Sipple of the Center for Health and Gender Equality says the conference host country has made gains.
I think it's significant that the Women Deliver Conference taking place in Malaysia is an example of where we can look at progress in terms of a country where the maternal mortality rates have gone down, that women do have access to contraception, and the country is thriving economically, that families are thriving.
However, both Sipple and Wong say the Millennium Development Goals on health have not been fully met. The MDGs come due 2015. They say plans should be made now to ensure women's health and reproductive rights after that date. The Women Deliver Conference runs until May 30th. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
If a young woman or a young girl cannot access information about family planning, it's often also most likely that they won't be able to access information about HIV, which puts them at higher risk for unintended pregnancy as well as getting HIV because they're both sexually transmitted.
We still have unacceptably high rates of maternal mortality, over 300,000 a year, and we have an unmet need for contraception. Over 200 million women are without contraception who need it and who want it. Not having access to family planning, not having access to really basic health care in general for women means that you're not able to space your children, which would mean that you're at high risk for a difficult pregnancy and possible death through childbirth. And also the children. You need to space children so that they grow up and can be healthy.
for women of reproductive age, HIV is still a leading cause of death, and HIV-related mortality accounts for 1/5 of all maternal deaths. And globally, young women between the ages of 15 and 24 have higher infection rates, which are as much as twice as high as young men in their same age group. LinkUp is an ambitious 5-country program with activities in Burundi, Ethiopia, Uganda, Myanmar, and Bangladesh. The aim of that project is to improve the sexual and reproductive health of young people between the ages of 10 and 24, and to address, in addition to their health needs, their rights to access.
I think it's significant that the Women Deliver conference taking place in Malaysia is an example of where we can look at progress in terms of a country where the maternal mortality rates have gone down, that women do have access to contraception, and the country is thriving economically, that families are thriving.